I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to see if increasing vitamin D during pregnancy can prevent preterm birth and certain complications during pregnancy. To talk about this research is Dr. Scott Sullivan. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and director of the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, first, what is known and understood about vitamin D during pregnancy?
Well, vitamin D has been known for years to be involved with bone health and calcium metabolism, but only recently we've begun to appreciate that it may be involved in the outcome of a healthy pregnancy.
And what are the current recommendations of vitamin D for pregnant women?
The current recommendations are between 400 and 600 micrograms daily. But my colleagues and I actually believe that that is inadequate because we've observed that the vast majority of our patients have inadequate blood levels of vitamin D. Now, that's from a lot of reasons. We don't go outside that much. It's not found in many foods. And so supplementation is probably the best way to get an adequate level.
And tell us about the research going on related to vitamin D in pregnancy.
My colleagues and I, including Dr. Carol Wagner and Dr. Bruce Hollis, have been observing for a number of years that patients with adequate levels have lower rates of preterm birth, have better birth weights for their newborns, have less preeclampsia, and have less childhood asthma in their newborns. So our current project is focused on identifying patients with lower levels and then supplementing them to get to an adequate level.
So it sounds like it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all situation as far as vitamin D?
It's absolutely true. There are some patients who have adequate levels when they start, but the majority of patients we're finding need a lot higher levels of supplementation. And so far, we found in this group of patients we're following a 60% reduction in preterm birth.
When they have adequate amounts of vitamin D.
Exactly.
And how long is this research underway?
In different iterations, we've been doing it for years. The current project with preterm birth has been going on about 18 months.
And how much longer?
We intend to take this statewide, actually. With the early results we've had here are so encouraging with decreasing poor pregnancy outcomes that we think it could really reduce morbidity and cost all across the state.
Dr. Sullivan, what does this kind of information and investigation as far as vitamin D and better outcomes during pregnancy mean to women who either might become pregnant or are already pregnant?
I think what we're learning is that a healthy diet and a prenatal vitamin is not adequate for most patients for achieving an adequate vitamin D level. So we're recommending that patients be screened with prenatal labs to see where they are, because most patients are going to need more vitamin D during a pregnancy.
And is this something that most women who are getting prenatal care around the state, they are going to be tested?
I would say it's not standard right now, but it's something we're really trying to make a standard approach.
Dr. Sullivan, thanks for providing information about this vitamin D in pregnancy research.
It's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.